Live from White Sulphur Springs, West Virginia, on the UMA guest line, 49er head coach Kyle Shanahan. Kyle, welcome back to the Murph and Mac Show. Good morning. How are you,
hey,
Kyle?
Hey, Coach. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How you guys doing?
Good.
We're doing good, man. What's the story? Look out the landscape. How's West Virginia looking this morning?
Looking all right. I mean, it's a lot more humid out here than what we're used to. Mm-hmm. Temperature's about the same, but that humidity, you forget it. It always makes it a little bit warmer.
Yeah. And what's the plan today? What are we doing before we head up to Philly?
Today, we have our Friday practice, which, you know, we only do one period full speed. That's the red zone 7-on-7. Then the rest of it's half speed, but reviewing the rest of the game plan. You walk through some more of the red zone with it when you get the O-line and D-line out there. But it's the last day we add stuff, the last time we'll be on the field together. Fridays, I always can call, our weekend. From coach's standpoint, that's the one time you get out of the office with the sun still up. So usually it's to rush home and hang out with the families. But now I guess we'll just enjoy this hotel. And they got a bunch of stuff here to do. I usually will spend my time napping, and maybe we'll make the casino here or something tonight.
Okay, there you go. Right.
Yeah. I was going to say, do you guys have any – like, the whole point of this week is, well, to stay on your body clock and to get the best possible work in. I get it. But also the ancillary benefit is that you guys get to bond and hang out and be
cool
together. So what has anything special happened this weekend in terms of meals or games or hijinks or
outings? Yeah.
Sunday night when we got in, we all get in and that night we have off. So we all hang out a little bit together on Sunday night. They opened up the bowling alley, which most of the players went to, and
nice.
Coaches section. We went there also, but we also had our own area to watch the Sunday night game. And we did that. But after that, I haven't seen anywhere but the field and the facility since Sunday night when we arrived. You go all the way there until Friday afternoon. And so this will be the first afternoon that we get out of here. And that's, I'm sure us coaches will get together somewhere, but that'd be a better question for the players. They're done at about 5 every day. So, there's 20 different restaurants in this hotel. There's tons of different stuff, but we're also not wandering around too much where, there's always a risk in that with COVID and things like that. So we're being pretty.
Is there a premium bowler on the squad?
How do you roll, as they say in Big Lebowski? Mm-hmm. How do you roll?
I'm competitive, but I'm not going to be – I'm not getting past 200 ever. So we got some guys on our team who can get up there who, to me, obviously have been working at it a lot. Any guys who try to bring their own ball, you got to watch out for. And we did bowling the last day of OTAs, and the players were definitely better than the coaches score-wise. But when we had the competition at the end, the coaches ended up winning. So we're the better ones under pressure.
There you go.
I'm going to throw a dart and say Trent Williams.
See, I was thinking Bosa. Thinking Bosa could roll.
I'm going Trent. Who was it?
I think Greenlaw was pretty good.
There you go.
We have a number of guys who can do it. So there's not just one that sticks out. I think Trent Sherfield is pretty good, too, from what I remember.
Nice. All right. Well, Sherfield, man, he's the story of the summer, right? Well, you said Greenlaw. And
let's get into it.
Yeah. What can you tell the fans and us about Dre Greenlaw's situation?
Dre, his oblique is what you call it. That's been bothering him for a little bit. It's something that sometimes gets better the more you rest it. That's why we've been careful with him in practice and everything. But as you do that, which we've been doing for a few weeks, and it's still getting worse, that means it's not going to heal up. So we finally had to make that decision yesterday, which was a tough decision because how good of a player Dre is for us. But we could just tell it wasn't going to heal. And with it being this early in the year, not something we want to hesitate on. So hopefully the surgery will go well and he'll be back sooner than later.
Do we have, it's so, fans are so callous and media, we're so callous about when's he back? When's he back? So, because it is a man's health, it's surgery. There's no such thing as minor surgery is surgery on somebody else, they say, right? So, but what is there? Is there an NFL styled projection of when you could best case see him back sometime this year, hopefully?
Yeah, I think we're estimating 4 to 6 weeks. So if everything and knowing Greenlaw and knowing the guy, knowing his personality and how much, he's the guy who doesn't want to do this. He doesn't want to miss football. He's always trying to play through everything. So a guy like that tends to be on the higher side, which is 4 weeks. But I've also seen it happen and things go bad and not heal the right way where I've seen guys go 12 weeks. But we're expecting Dre in 4 to 6 weeks. And if there isn't anything that goes bad, I'd be pretty confident that happening.
Okay, so there's the next man up mentality of the NFL, and then there's the real life world of losing Jason Verrett, Raheem Mostert, and Dre Greenlaw. How are you guys as a team and a staff handling the early blows here after week one?
You handle it. I mean, it's something that you get used to in the NFL. This does happen a lot. Some years you have better luck than others. You know, we did lose two guys for the year in week one, which is very tough, especially with the starters and the type of players those two guys are. But I do got confidence in the other guys on this team, and I hope we have some better luck going forward. You know, you're going to always lose some guys, and sometimes it happens in week one. Sometimes it happens in week 16, and unfortunately it happened early, but keeping my fingers crossed and just hoping that we got it out of the way.
Let's talk a little bit about the linebacker core. Al-Shaair flashed to the naked eye. He moves into Greenlaw's spot, and then Demetrius Flanagan Foles moves in also. What can you tell us about the new configuration of your linebackers?
Well, yeah, and we got Marcel Harris is there too. So, you know, he's got a good chance to be out there. But, you know, the linebackers in this league, the majority, I mean, 80% of the game is only played with two linebackers because, you know, it's a little bit more of a nickel league. People aren't using fullbacks that much. So you usually have two linebackers out there for the most part, and that's Fred and Aziz. And with Aziz, you know, I saw it the same. I mean, the way he was flying around on the field, I thought he was one of the best players on the field live, just watching him, which I know you guys noticed on TV. But when we watched that tape on the plane, I even felt stronger. I thought Aziz had one of his best games that he's had here. And it was an emotional game for him, too. He lost one very close to him earlier in that week. So I know it meant a lot to him. But for him to play that way, you know, you never want to lose Greenlaw. But I know Aziz is going to come in there and play at a high level. And I know Marcel, I know Flanagan Fowles, they've been waiting for this opportunity, and they're going to get some more opportunities at Sam linebacker. And then there is another injury. They're going to have to step up and do what Aziz has been doing.
Do you guys need to beef it up with a roster move at all?
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
I mean, you always look into that stuff. I mean, we do have some guys in our practice squad, which we'll have to decide whether to activate them or not. But that really isn't necessarily about them. It's about some stuff we have at other positions and where you want to go heavy, where you want to go light. You got to base that off of a lot of different things. But, you know, there's not just starting linebackers just sitting out there on the street. So that's why you work with this. That's why you try to develop guys. You try to get guys on the practice squad. And sometimes those guys are playing right away, and sometimes they stay on practice squad for 2 years and you never use them. But we got a plan, and we got guys in the building who we think can do it.
All right, we're talking to Kyle Shanahan. We do it every other Friday. We do appreciate his time here. I wish we were congratulating you on your win, and congratulations on your win. That was a great win, and well
Thank
done.
You.
But we do have to talk about like these kind of shop list items here, like the linebacker situation and then the corner.
Yeah.
Situation, Kyle. So because it just seems to be so fluid and so, I don't know, you tell us. I mean, I'm looking at, you guys signed Dre Kirkpatrick. I don't know how ready he is. Dante Johnson's been out there last Sunday. Mosley continues to miss practice. Lenore, the rookie, all of a sudden becomes a guy. You got Kaywan, of course, and I don't know where Josh Norman fits in. I mean, I'm throwing a lot of names at you here, but Ambry Thomas, the rookie corner. Which ones are rising to the fore, Kyle?
Well, you just hit the possibility of everybody right there. So
I don't we covered them. Yeah, we got them all.
But yeah, I mean, it was you know, a week before the season, losing Mosley like that. You know, it has been week to week since that, but that does take time. And he's got an outside chance to play this week. You know, we haven't gone out on the field yet. He's going to practice a little bit today. So I'm hoping he looks good and gives himself a chance for Sunday. If not, we'll have to move it another week. But it's been great how Demo stepped up. You know, we didn't expect him to start week one of the season, but he had to when Mosley went down. And he rose to the occasion. I thought he played like a starting NFL cornerback. And this week will be week two. And if he's in that situation again, he's going to be better or worse than he was in week one, and I expect him to be better. He's made of the right stuff. The game's not too big for him, and I got a lot of confidence in him going out there. And we still got Kaywan, who's healthy right now and plays at a very high level in the nickel spot. And then that new corner spot, you know, if Mosley can't go, he's just said the choices, you know, between Dante, between Norman, between Dre, having Ambry. But it's been good. Norman's been here 2 weeks now. He looked good last week, has even looking a lot better, a lot more comfortable this week. You know, we got Dre in, who just had his second practice yesterday. We'll have his third today. But he's played a lot of football, and by no means is he not an option because what he has played, how he has looked. So I think there's a good chance of him getting up for us. And then Dante, who's been, you know, he's been solid for us all the time. You know, we've thrown him in there at nickel. We've thrown him in there at corner. We've thrown him in there at safety. He's always been able to fill in these spots, and that's why he's been a real important guy on our team.
All right. Well, it's that, like we said, it's the next man up mentality for sure. We've talked corners, we talked linebackers, and now I got to ask you about big Javon Kinlaw. He's a big man, and you'd like to see him out there throwing bodies around.
Yeah, we really would.
But John Lynch told us last week about the knee injury and how you guys are trying to quiet it down. Has it quieted down? What's the status of his practice today?
We haven't done it yet, but he's going out there and he's going to have a full practice. You know, he had it yesterday, and the good news was, you know, we've been giving him Wednesdays off because we're trying to calm it down and get it not to swell up. And he made it through practice yesterday doing a lot of stuff and felt great today. So hopefully that continues. I mean, hopefully if he can get today in and feel good on Saturday, then I expect him to feel good on Sunday and be ready to help us.
Okay, that'd be big. Did you feel like the Lions gashing you guys up the middle was a result of guys like him being missing?
No, they got three runs up the middle for 60 yards, and those three runs were three different people being out of gaps. When you have guys on one side of line of scrimmage and you bring them back to the other side, and sometimes you have two guys on the right side and you bring them back to the left side in the middle of the play. And something that we do a lot, something that our guys have seen a lot. But if you get one guy off, there is a lane and it gets 15 yards like that. And that ball is to our middle third player, and Jimmy Ward, as fast as you can see it. And it's a tough play because the play starts out as trips right, and at the end of the play, it's actually trips left, but it happens in the middle. But it's something our guys have gotten a lot of work on. They were just a couple steps off, and that's what happened. So I expect us to be a lot better at that this week, staying our gaps. And that's also the tough thing about an eight-man front. When you're playing an eight-man front and you have one guy get out of a gap, there is no one except that middle third player. When you play a two-shell look and some guys get out of a gap, it gets condensed a lot more, and those are kind of the strengths and weaknesses of that stuff, but we got to make sure all 11 guys are tied together or you'll see holes like that continue.
Looking forward to it. Hopefully Kinlaw can get out there and help, and the run game can be calmed down. Now we talk about the matchup. Listen, you're a quarterback guy. You've spent a lot of time. You went and got Trey Lance. Jimmy played great last Sunday. And you look across the field and there's Jalen Hurts.
Here he is.
I'm wondering how you scouted him coming out of Oklahoma/Alabama.
Yeah.
And then what you saw from him in week one. I mean, you've seen mobile quarterbacks in your division, Russ and Kyler. Is this guy right there?
Yeah. I mean, watching how they used him last week, I mean, they did a hell of a job. You look at their opening drive, and they're putting that open edge defensive end in a bind. When they're keeping too many guys in the box, they threw a number of bubbles and screens on the outside, which accounted for well over 100 yards in their passing game, got them a number of touchdowns in it because they got some weapons out there. And then when they did account for those guys and everything and the DN was off, this guy has the speed and the running ability to really make you pay. He didn't have to sit there and play too much quarterback in the game because of how all that stuff went. But when he did, he showed that he is comfortable out and he's got the ability to do it. When he gets outside of that pocket, that's the scariest thing. The stuff he can create in off-schedule stuff, the way he can break down zones with just buying time, and that's why the D-line's got to be on it. Make sure that he's not just running around all day, and we got to be sound with all those bubbles and zone read runs so you don't just give them free yardage. You got to make them work for everything, and if you make them work for everything, then you got a chance for him to mess up. But if you sit there and give him so many freebies like you got last week, he will make you pay. He's too talented of a player to not.
Well, it'd be nice having D Ford and Nick Bosa out there doing his thing, too. So, and then finally, we got to ask you about your skill guys. I mean, I thought the offense looked great on Sunday in Detroit, really just moved the ball beautifully. And here comes the wide receiving core. And John Lynch came on KMBR yesterday, and he said, when everybody said, well, what's up with Ayuk? And Lynch said, Everybody's got to follow Aaron Rodgers' rule. You got to relax. And he said it's going to play out.
You know what I mean? Take a breath, right.
I guess I'm going to ask you the aggro sports talk radio guy thing and say, is Brandon Ayuk in the doghouse or not?
No, it's not a doghouse. It's just a pretty simple thing. You know, Trent Sherfield's played at a very high level every single day for the entire training camp. You know, Ayuk got off to a little bit of a slow start, and Trent was playing very well. And then when Ayuk started to catch him, and to me was about to go by him, which was going to be the third preseason game where I think you guys would have seen that and he would have got that spot completely back. He tweaked his hamstring, and then he had about 10 days off, and his first practice was Wednesday before the Detroit game. And so we plan on going into that completely, rotating him and giving Trent the spot. One, because IU kind of played a lot of football coming off that injury, and two, because of Trent Sherfield earned it, and it was nothing more than that. And we went in planning to rotate, and that's what they did. I think it was 29 plays and 25 plays, but you get a big reaction over that, and that's tough always on Brandon and stuff like that, but that's how it's been going. I don't think it'll stay that long. I hope it doesn't. I want Ayuk to get that spot back, but Trent Sherfield doesn't make that easy. He has played at a high level, and it's not personal. It's just about guys earning spots. And I also realize that things are a lot bigger deal to me because of the fantasy football world. It usually means you messed up a lot of people's fantasy picks. And
you know what I mean?
People won't know the deal because they lost their deal that if they don't get what they were expecting.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Kyle's got other concerns, Murphy. He's like, I'm trying to win a game.
Do you have a fantasy football team, Kyle?
Oh, come on.
No, I don't.
Okay, all right.
Come on.
Right. If we have an open spot, we'll invite you in.
No. Let him focus on him. He's good. Kyle's good.
Listen, man. You know, I really do want to...
You don't need a fantasy football team when you're in charge of a real football
team.
Thank
you, Coach. That's all. It's well said. Right. You got the real thing right there.
It's funny stuff. Hey, listen, again, we don't want to lose the big picture. You guys won a road game in the NFL. It's a big deal. Congratulations on that. And you're trying to make it two for two.
Yep.
I love the offense. I'm looking forward to seeing what the defense can do. It's going to be awesome. Can't wait. We appreciate you being patient and answering all the questions. And then we'll just see you on the TV Sunday, Kyle. Thanks for coming on. And then come on
home.
Welcome.
Always.
Good luck Sunday, and then come on home, all right?
All right, guys. Appreciate it, man. Have a good weekend.
There he is.
Thank you, Kyle.
Kyle Shanahat. There he is.
Are you feeling good now? Are you feeling ready to go? He's got all the answers. He's. I'm excited. I'm really excited for this game Sunday. I'm really looking forward to this.
Yeah, if I can just get it on my phone.
I know, bro. Yeah, you're welcome again. I got the house to myself now. We're going to be chilling up there with the Mr. Nice Guy and everything else.
The nice guys are coming.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
The nice guys.
It's going to be a nice experience for everybody. Emphasis on nice.
Well, I mean, you know, the linebacker, it's not ideal, brother. I'd like Greenlaw to play.
And
I'd
it's
like
the wrong quarterback to have all these injuries right now. I know.
I'd like Verrett to play. It's just, what are you going to do?
A couple of plays early, maybe
is spilled. There's nothing I can do.
Well, here's what you do. Maybe the Niners. Yeah. Sometimes you see the Niners jump out, maybe put 10 points on the board early, kind of quiet down that Philly crowd. Maybe sometimes the Eagle fans will turn on their own. Maybe they can change the momentum around a little bit if they can jump on the board early.
How about if we go for a little Waterboy wisdom here and Kyle should have just said, next pitch, Murph. Next pitch.
Yeah.
Right?
I think he essentially was trying to say that. Yeah. It's kind of a different wording.
And there's nothing you can do. Although I would like the next pitch to involve Verrett and Mostert and Greenlaw. But you can't. You know what? People in hell want ice water. Right? So
they do. All right? They do. Like Paulie Walnut said in The Sopranos, hell is hot. Nobody's disputing that. Yeah.
Very good.
Because Christopher goes, I was in the hospital when he got shot. He goes, I think I went to hell. And he goes, nah, you didn't go to hell. You're just having dreams. You're on all this medication. And Christopher goes, no. I was there. I felt the heat. And then Paulie Walnuts goes, well, hell is hot. No one's going to dispute that.
That's beautiful. Beautiful. All right. Cooler content. Susan Slusser, Greg Papa.
You got to ask Susan if she was at that Metallica show. You promised.
Yeah, probably not.
Okay.
Haircut 100 was playing, maybe.
Oh, I understand.
But let's do it.
Okay.
Power Hour rolls on KNBR 104.5 and 680, the sports leader.